Well, it's the height of summer, and that means camping for many Michiganders. And even if you can't get away every weekend, Meridian Township's Harris Nature Center can help. WKAR's Peter Worf spoke with Harris coordinator Kit Rich about July's many outdoor escape offerings.
What we've tried to do over the last few years is to come up with a series of campfire programs for the public during the summer. And this idea started because of the fun time that we have on our camping trips when we go to, especially the state parks, where they'll every evening have a campfire program that you can participate in. Or people have their own campfires that they have and they roast marshmallows and gaze at the stars and sing and all of that fun stuff. But not everybody can get out for a camping trip. Not everybody wants to go on a camping trip, but we still want to have the campfire. So that's the idea behind this, is let's have a campfire program without having to leave our soft, fluffy beds.
What's coming up this Saturday?
This Saturday, the program itself is called Spectacular Stars, and it will be about constellations. And which ones are we seeing now? Is it still the Big Dipper? Is it going to be Cassiopeia or the Great Swan? Or which of these larger, more famous constellations are you going to be able to see in the city? Which ones can you see when you get out where the ambient light is not so strong? And what are some of the stories behind these same constellations? So then in addition to the program portion, we have marshmallows and marshmallow sticks and chocolate and graham crackers and, oh boy, s'mores.
Sounds like a perfect cheap date or a time out with a family.
Absolutely. All of the, you know, it's for everybody. We get adults that come. We get families that come. And, of course, we also include a night walk. So we will go out into the woods and, you know, maybe see an owl or signs of the deer moving around or what have you.
Looks like something else coming up involves some GPS use, but with a little bit of a twist.
Right. So a lot of people are familiar with geocaching. That's become a pretty big hobby for a lot of people.
Can you tell me what that is for those who aren't familiar with it?
Oh, sure. So geocaching is basically a treasure hunt, and you use a global positioning unit to enter in the coordinates that you've gotten online or wherever, and then you follow these coordinates until with using your GPS unit until you find the cache, which is usually a little box, and it's hidden. The coordinates get you close, and then you have to look around. You look, you know, under the trees. Sometimes you have to move a log, or there's a little bit of searching. So now ours is a GPS critter hunt. And for that, either you can borrow one of our units that will have the coordinates programmed into it already, or you can bring your own unit and we'll give you the coordinates. And then you'll follow a trail that will have three hidden caches. Inside each will be the picture of an animal. And so you might find yourself on the Birds of Prey trail or the Canine trail or the ungulates, which are the deer and elk and that sort of animal. And you'll get pictures of three different animals from three different caches, and then you're going to bring the critters back to the Nature Center and turn them in for your prize.
Well, that sounds like a blast.
It will be.
Tell me also about stewardship opportunities that are going on here monthly.
Oh, great. Yes, every month, almost every month during the year, we have a stewardship morning. And the idea there is to encourage people to come out and volunteer a couple of hours. We do it from 9 to 11. And we try and do something different every month. And, you know, we had our garlic mustard pulling that we talked about
right.
A while ago. And sometimes what we do is trail maintenance. If we need to trim back some of the vegetation in the summer, or sometimes we need to add stone to an area that's low or near a bridge where it's eroded away. sometimes will be removing woody plants from a meadow area, or we might be planting things that we're encouraging. So we might be encouraging some of our native plants, habitat restoration. Right. So all different things. It's going to be different every time. In July, it is the 20th and 9 to 11.
Kit Rich is Harris Nature Center Coordinator. Kit, thanks again.
Thank you, Peter.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.